There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello and welcome to the Super Coaches Box, the official Super Coach podcast. It's round 16, the buys are over, but we've got another Thursday night game and there are a heap of ins and outs, so the action never stops in Super Coach. I'm Al Payton, Ben Higgins, welcome to the show, and let's quickly run through those big team changes.
Thanks, mate. Just quietly, how great is it to look at your team and not see a blue dot?
Yeah, that is very good, but I still have some problems, especially after these teams. So, yeah, definitely not plain sailing, as I was hoping. You know, I thought I'd come out of the buys with a full premium team and just go full steam ahead to the finals, but it's not quite that simple.
Well, at least your ranking's still all right, mate. I'm now in the 50,000th, according to to Gilbert Gardner's sledging.
We should have had a fact check on that, I think, because that did sound a little outrageous.
That was disgraceful from you. All right, well, I'll look at the in, shall I?
Yeah, let's have the good news first.
All right, tomorrow night down there at Simmons Stadium, a good news story for Geelong is Mitch Clark's return.
Yeah,
that is. I think first game of the year. Darcy Lang and Nakia Cockatoo are also in. For the Swans, Ted Richards is back, and so is that man Tom Papley.
Tom Papley, would anyone have held?
Blast from the past, as you said in the office earlier. Good news for my draft team is Devon Smith is back.
Yeah, that's a big name for the Giants.
For GWS. Speaking of ex-Giants, at least, Taylor Adams will face his old team for Collingwood.
For the Pies.
Yes. Big news at Brisbane is Dane Zorko's return.
That's very good news.
And also a debut for Reuben William, academy prospect.
Yeah, so he was a rookie. They upgraded him today. 102,000 defender. I think we definitely want to have a look at him. But looks like the Lions are just going to roll out as many of their draft picks as they can from now to the end of the year.
Looks a bit like a tipper-like player. Hopefully he can go as well. Jack Grimes is in for Melbourne. Mitch White was upgraded off the rookie list today, but he's 246,000, so we could probably forget about him.
Yeah.
Your boys, the Tigers, my man Oleg Markov is in.
Is it your man? I didn't realise.
Definitely my man.
Yeah, and I'm very excited to see how Oleg goes. A bit of an excitement machine. Son, of course, of the world champion pole vaulter, Dmitry Markov.
Of Romanian stock, I think.
Yeah, yeah, certainly Eastern European. Yes. He's got a beautiful mo going.
Oh, does he?
A bit of wax in the moustache even, which is maybe not great for like an 18-year-old, but he's an exciting prospect. And, you know, as we said with the Lions, really Richmond's nearly in the same position where they're just going to play all the kids.
Yep.
And they've named a few of them this weekend. But, yeah, Markov for his first game. So $117,000 forward if we think he's worth picking up in a couple of weeks.
All right. And on the bubble this week is Jason Castagna, $117,000 as well. But in defence, which is good news, which we'll get to later with a certain N Broad, the mystery man himself, Liam McBean, is in.
Yeah, he does exist, and he's playing on Saturday night. So we'll get to the ads, but I think we can, not giving too much away to say, Tyrone Vickery's been axed. So all you super coaches who have Ty, not good news. But it was always an issue with him that he's another tall forward, and Richmond's already got three or four of them. So it was always hard to break into that team. But now they just have to, he's been on the list, I think, 3 years. Just play him to the end of the year and see if he's worth keeping on for next year. I don't think you would go near him in Supercoach. He's $150,000 as a forward, unless he kicks eight or something against the Dogs, which, you know, fingers crossed.
That's it. Daniel Rioli is also in for the Tigers. Over at Essendon, there's a debutante, Aaron Francis, the number six pick from the last draft, but $198,000 despite being a defensive mid.
Yeah, there's big reps on him, and they've sort of made him earn it, really. He's been in the best in the VFL for a few weeks, so for Bombers fans, very exciting to finally get a look at him. But, yeah, again, that price is a real turn-off in super coach terms. But I think they made eight changes, the Bombers, so...
Yeah, huge changes. Wayne Malira is back at Adelaide, and a couple of interesting ones at North Melbourne. Jed Anderson is back for his first game since round one after pinging his hamstring.
So do you think Gilbert will just trade him straight in?
Not at $223,000,
I don't think.
He's a big fan. scored 15 in round one, so not exactly going to make you a heap of cash. Ryan Clark will also debut this week. He's $117,000.
Yeah, he's on the extended bench, so we'll wait and see the final teams tomorrow. But he's been one that they've talked up, and he was pretty good in the preseason, actually.
Yeah, has been an emergency for the last three or five weeks, so deserves his chance, I reckon. And finally, speaking of my men, Nick Graham's in the Carlton.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He'd be happy to see that. Yeah, he's been in the VFL for a few weeks, but yeah, good news for Nick. I'll quickly go through some outs. Isaac Heaney's been managed by the Swans. Ryan Griffin out at GWS, along with Matt Kennedy, who I think might have been on the bubble.
He's on the bubble, yep.
So we miss out on him, but I think he was a bit pricey anyway. Tom Phillips out for Collingwood. That's not great. So he was terrible last weekend.
Wasn't he, though?
Just copped it straight away. So that's, you wouldn't want to have him on the field. At least he lasted through the byes, thank God. But yeah, no bench cover there. And we didn't mention Jack Drango, no sign of him for Melbourne. So benches maybe looking a little bit thin this week. And Mason Cox also out for the Pies. They're saying he's managed. Speaking of bench players, Ben Keys finally dropped by Brisbane after about 8 bad games in a row.
Yep.
Marcus Adams is out for the Dogs. We knew that a couple of days ago, but that's a real big blow, certainly
just
for my team.
Just a couple of weeks there, I think, and he should be straight back in. A mid-foot strain.
Yeah, well, they said he's going to be in a moon boot for about 10 days, and then they'll assess it, so...
Okay, could be even three, perhaps.
Yeah, it has me a little bit worried, although you never know. The moon boot sort of sounds a bit scary, but tends to not necessarily be always that bad. But, I might have to hold Marcus, so hopefully he comes back quickly.
The good news there is his price won't drop, whereas the likes of Tipper will.
Yeah, and I think he's got a break even over 100, Marcus Adams. You mentioned Nathan Broad at Richmond out, so that was a potential bubble boy, but we've got Castagna instead, so you could do a reverse trade and just go with the other Richmond player if you need someone. Kieran Byrne is out. Did a knee last week. That was pretty sad news. More sad for him, but if there's any super coaches, you've got him on the bench. It's not ideal either. And Michael Barlow is out. There was some talk during the week that he might come back from after having finger surgery, but didn't quite get up, so you'd think maybe only 1 week, so you'd probably hold him if you've hung on to him this long.
Hearing two fingers in the end, Al, which is...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
I saw that on Twitter, but I reckon he'll be back next week.
Yeah, hopefully for those Michael Barlow owners out there, and noting that still in is Jack Silvani, so kept his spot after one game, as you would expect. Was pretty good.
He was excellent.
On debut. A lot of people traded him in last week, and a lot of more traded him in this week. I'd caution against just give him one more week and make sure he's there for his third game, but signs are positive early. And the other one, of course, that we haven't mentioned yet, not in the ins and outs because he's in no man's land, is Daniel Wells, which is a massive blow for about 120,000 super coaches, including yours truly.
And me.
What do we do with him? He's now missed, what's that, 2 or 3 weeks plus the bye.
2 weeks with the bye, yeah.
But if you've held him this long, do you think, well, may as well keep him because we know he can score well, but is it, you know, when it's his foot and his legs, and we know Daniel Wells' history, you better just to cut your losses. You can get a good player for that price.
He's just a liability, isn't he? And you can actually make 10 grand if you go Wells to Deledio.
Well, that's Deledio. I heard Sam Edmund today talking about going Wells to Buddy, and that's, you get... even nearly 100 grand, I think he was saying. So,
yeah, right.
There's options there. So what's your trade strategy this week? Are you making some moves?
Yeah, well, it was going to be brought in, so I might have to have a look at Castagna. Tipper is out for me. I don't think I can handle the price drop. Adams will survive because, as I said, his price isn't going anywhere. And with Wells out, I'm also holding Dalhouse. My forward line is a mess. Sam Kerridge is my third best forward. I think I need to make some alterations there, shall we say.
So Wells throws my forward line out. I'd have to play Petrarca, which is probably not the worst thing in the world. I can probably try and get away with that. Down back is where I've got real problems, and I think a lot of people in a similar boat, when you talk about Tipper and Marcus Adams is out. I had Adams on the field as my last defender. Him getting injured almost gives me the opportunity to an excuse to, even though I didn't want to use any more trades, I could trade him up. But the problem is I've got no cash in the bank. I used it all over the buys. So I'd have to use two trades. And I've also got Brody Smith. There's some headaches down there.
So Brody Smith is the fifth defender.
Yeah,
okay,
that's right.
That is an issue then, yes.
Well, Sam, I think Sam Collins will come in from Freo. He's been pretty good. So I'm not too worried about him. But then I've got Caden Brand as my other defender, who's playing tonight, but... not exactly a high score. So, yeah, I've got to make some decisions down back. We'll quickly mention some captain choices. Is there anyone who stands out? Dangerfield is the number one scorer this year and sort of become the perma-captain, but his record against Sydney actually isn't that great. Does that deter you? No hundreds in his last three against the Swans.
It doesn't deter me, but I'll still be going the vice-captain. He's a Friday night game, so he's just an easy lock for the vice-captaincy choice. And then you've got Gaz or Gorn or maybe even Goldie after that.
Yeah, well, I think I'll do the same. So, yeah, it gives you a chance to, if it doesn't pay off, you've got another shot at it with the loophole there. And now that we've got a couple of zeros floating around, that makes that a little bit easier, I guess. Pendlebury, I think Pendlebury and Shaw should both score big in that Collingwood GWS yes. game. But then I think it would come down to Gary Ablett, who has a fantastic record against in the Q Clash against the Lions. It was a bit off last week, but his last month or so has been really, really good. And then the alternative is Gorn. So Gorn's playing in Darwin, and I don't know what the explanation for this is, but every time he plays in a state, he seems to score 150.
Oh, he goes massive, yeah.
Freo's rucks aren't exactly the strongest department at the moment.
No, and neither is their, you could suggest, their contested ball. So the likes of Viney and Tyson and Jones should just smash the Dockers midfield, which will mean plenty of hit-outs to advantage.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But a word of warning before we move on Gaz is he could cop the Mitch Robinson treatment. Copped a tag last week, so just a word of warning there, I think.
And the other word of warning, I suppose he's on the same team, but Stephen May seems to knock out somebody every time in the Q Clash, so you've got to just be wary. I mean, Rockliffe copped it, I think, last year, so hopefully he manages to stay out of his way this time. Now, can we get into some Facebook questions?
Just one more thing as we load those up, Al. I see you've got an interesting point on Tom Liberatore, who is an interesting option if you're looking to trade out this week.
Yeah, I had him down as a talking point, but then all these ins and outs and Wells and everything else sort of overtook him as an issue. So if Liberatore is your number one concern at the moment, you're actually not doing too bad. But if you had the luxury of the trades and you've got Liber in your midfield, which a lot of us do, do you think we can carry him to the end of the year as a part of a full premium team? Or are you better to jettison him and go up to someone who you reckon's, maybe 110 plus scorer, whereas Libba's just under the 100 mark, which isn't quite premium level?
No, it's not. But I think, as you said, you can probably hold off until the finals roll around and then look to jump on a Pendles or a Hanbury or whichever premium midfielder you basically don't have.
What about this week? I mean, you only have to spend $100, which you can nearly find that in your back pocket, to get Sam Mitchell as a trade for Liberatore. I think it's about 10 grand to get Rory Sloane, and you could trade him to Luke Parker and actually make money. And that's, you're not going to be able to do that next week probably, so no. Now might be the time to do it.
Yeah, that Parker trade is extraordinary that you can actually make money. I'm not a fan of Sam Mitchell for a Liber trade. If you've got some cash cow on the bench, feel free, but I think Liber is just as good as Sam Mitchell. And Rory Sloane, if you've got a bit of extra cash, he's also a good
pick. Yeah, I'd love to be able to do that Sloane one, but unfortunately just don't have the money in reserve. While we just queue up a couple of questions, I will mention quickly Perfect Nine. We don't have much time because you have to get in before the first lockout of the round, but pick the top scorer in every game and you win $85,000 this week. So it is obviously not that easy. It's a fair bit of science to it and also a bit of luck. I think Tom Bugg was one of the top scorers in one of the rounds a few weeks ago. So there's usually someone out of left field that you don't expect, but no harm in having a shot at the stumps, as Gilbert would like to say.
Yes, I think luck is the operative word. Now, some questions, Al.
Yes, all right, let's get through them.
Okay, I started the year with Lockie Hunter. Have been extremely happy with him, but is it worth a trade to upgrade him to Hanbury or Ward?
I haven't got Lockie Hunter's price in front of me, but I think Hanbury or Ward would be great players to have in your midfield for the run home and in that final series. If you can get anyone who's in that 110, 120 points a game bracket, there's sort of seven or eight midfielders who can do that. They're the ones you want to get. And Hanbury's price is coming down, or it has come down over the past few weeks after he had a couple of quiet games, but mm-hmm. he was right back up there last week, and I think you can bank on him averaging 110 plus for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I'd probably go Hanbury, but I'd probably save the trade if you're thinking Ward. I think Lockie Hunter is probably just as good there. From Matthew Turcinovich. Sorry, Matthew. Marcus Adams for who? Is it worth getting rid of Jack Trengove?
Well, Trengove, he did go up a tiny bit, I suppose.
He's 205,000.
Is it at the point of the season where you could trade him to just a $102,000 player and use the money to then turn it? Because the problem with Adams and Tipper, guys around that value, there's really no one at that price. I even looked up someone like a Birchall or a Suckling.
Yep.
And even then, you've got to find another 50 grand, and they're only your sort of 85 to 90 point guys. Much better off trying to find the money to at least get to Rory Laird, someone like that who's 95 point plus.
So maybe not necessarily this week, given, as we said, his pricing is going to move. So maybe you can wait until mid-cash cow comes along, trade Trengove down, and then bang on Adams.
Yeah, or Ruben Williams dominates, and we can all get on him.
Yep. Dean Davies says, Higo, why no love for Boris Enright down back? In about 2% of teams, but so reliable. Well, he just goes under the radar. It's like his whole career,
exactly,
isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the same in Supercoach, just flies under the radar. I think he'd be averaging around the 85 mark.
I think he might be higher than that, and he's certainly in his last 5 or 6 weeks, he's been right back up in the sort of 95 to 100 mark at least. So he's definitely a premium option. And as you say, he's a great point of difference. He's not in many teams. You just worry that the Cats are masters of managing their players.
Interesting you say that, Al. I don't think they will, because Boris is going to break the Cats games record against the Bulldogs, from memory,
at
the Cattery.
Yeah, okay.
So they're not going to rest him anytime soon. So he's probably a pretty safe option if you look at it that way.
Jimmy Bartel's another one that I would have had similar concerns, pardon me, at the start of the year, but hasn't really been a factor. So
no,
I guess they're playing for top four. They don't have any real luxuries when it comes to selection.
And
so
Bartel's going to play his 300th against Adelaide in a couple of weeks. Tyler Burrows says Carriage to Parker. That's a bit of a no-brainer.
Yeah, gee, that's a very easy trade to make if you can do that.
And that's about it. Obviously, everyone's excited for the game coming up tonight. Not so many questions tonight, Al.
Thank you very much for your time. No time for a guidance or a hero, I think.
No, we've both failed miserably at that over the last few weeks, so I think we'll give up.
We're still workshopping something that we can use for the next few games. Thank you for everyone joining us out there, and we'll see you next week for another Supercoaches Box, the official Supercoach podcast.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.